Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description. Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome to Going In Raw Countout, the show where we count down pro wrestling things right here at youtube.com/Steven Larson. Be sure to hit that subscribe button. We're also available wherever fine podcasts are. Again, be sure to hit that subscribe button. Larson, where else are we to be found?
Other podcast places.
I meant the Patreon.
I know. Patreon.com/Steven Larson. We have contribution tiers, rewards for those tiers, including t-shirts, live streams, care packages. We're also at Pro Wrestling Tees at prowrestlingtees.com/goinginraw.
Seven wonderful designs.
Hopefully more to come.
Not including this one. This is a naked German suplex. Well, he's got a thong on. But this German, very erotic German suplex is happening right here. This is how wrestling should be, man. Just naked buff men.
Well, they're not nude.
Or women. Look at Lita under my arm right there.
Mm-hmm.
Boobs. All right. So anyways, Larson, big news. Rocking the wrestling world
Yes. This
week. Jinder Mahal rising from obscurity, rising from a feud with Rob Gronkowski into the main event scene on SmackDown Live.
Yes.
Wow. And I am personally geeked. I know you are geeked.
Yes.
Many of our friendos out there are geeked. Some people are not so geeked, but I'm geeked.
As am I.
Yeah. And it just goes to show that with one swift turn, a lower mid-card guy... can be boosted up into a main event level scene. So that got us thinking what?
Got us thinking about 10 other WWE superstars, whether they be on Raw, SmackDown, NXT, 205 Live, could, you know, see something similar happen to themselves. Rise from the mid-card up into potentially the main event scene. So these are 10 WWE mid-card wrestlers who should get a main event push.
All right. Let's start with number 10.
10.
Mojo Rawley. Hold on. Stop laughing.
Well, he's already kind of getting a push, Steve. He won the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
Well, here's the thing.
He's friends with Gronk.
Well, yeah. Who wouldn't want to be friends with Gronk? Baron Corbin won the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal a year ago.
Yeah, and he's main event the last two SmackDown
and
lives.
And he's on this list because guess what? He's already getting a big main event push.
Yes.
And so Mojo Rawley, should he follow in those footsteps, which he probably won't, but should he do that, the precedent has been laid down by Baron Corbin.
Yes, and by participating in the six-pack challenge on SmackDown Live this past Tuesday, Mojo potentially took the first step in getting to a main event level push.
Yeah. Here's also the thing I've noticed about Mojo, and I think you've noticed this too, is that so when he was in NXT doing Hype Bro, and then when he came over to SmackDown Live as Hype Bro,
yes,
he was kind of, one-dimensional.
Yes.
He sort of went at one speed.
Yes.
That speed was hype.
Yes.
He's been toning it down in moments where it is effective lately.
He keeps his hypeness, it seems, for the ring.
Yeah.
During interviews,
yeah,
he's more measured.
He's more down earth. He's more relatable.
Yes.
I wonder if that is of his own volition, if that's creative direction, if it's him doing that, that's pretty smart of the guy.
It is.
Because that's a way to connect with people who just think this guy is cracked out. This guy is crazy.
And it's a way to add dimension to his character. He's not always hype.
When they gave him the interview, when he did the interview before the Andre the Giant Battle Royal, when he announced that he was doing it, he came off as measured. Like he was.
Here's the thing about
his thing. Sorry, not to cut you off. His thing can totally be fan who makes it big. You know, it's like, hey, I'm doing this. I'm just like you guys, and I'm trying to make it big. And who doesn't want that as a story?
Yeah, and that kind of dovetails what I was going to say was that all his mic work of late seems very genuine.
Yeah, exactly.
He comes
There's
off
nothing
as
forced about it.
A genuine guy,
yeah,
who likes to get hype.
I can say he likes to get high. We're filming this on 420, but that day is past now, Larson.
Yes.
But anyways, I mean, yeah, I think that, look, whether or not this will happen, I don't know, but Mojo seems to be doing everything in his power to be ready for that opportunity.
And there must be someone or several people that believe in him enough to you know, give him the win in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal at WrestleMania.
Like 30 people were in that Battle Royal, or 20 or whatever.
I think it was 20.
20, yeah. One, you know.
I mean, it was 30.
So his chances were?
One in 20 or one in 30.
You got that right. So yeah, Mojo Rawley, definitely push him to the moon. Number nine.
Oh,
he needs different attire. I can't stand the spandex bike shorts. Oh my God, I hate them so much.
But, you know, if a main event push eventually is in the cards, getting away from the Zubaz is probably a good idea.
That's a good step. I'll admit that is a good step, but he needs something more definitive.
I liked his this brightly colored trunks.
Yeah, he needs a fancier, like a better material, like a thicker material version of that. Not just like see-through cloth.
Yeah.
I don't want to see his bell end.
And you can go back to the stay hype catchphrase. That's good.
Yeah, no, it's good stuff. I don't even know what his catchphrase is now.
Stay hype. Oh, now? I don't think he has one.
Yeah, it's just...
Is it Mojo Rising?
Oh, yeah.
That's what he has on his wristband.
There's a Mojo Rising.
Mr. Mojo Rising.
George Strait. I love you. It was John Morrison.
Yeah.
Listen. Number nine.
Nine.
No way, Jose. We're looking across the spectrum of WWE, Raw, SmackDown, NXT, 205 Live. And so No Way, Jose... He's got the fans behind him. There is no mid-card belt, so he can't really go after that. And right now it's kind of...
The mid-card belt is a premature call-up to the main roster.
Exactly. That's what some people aim for. That's what Ty Dillinger received. And look at him now. Anyways, No Way Jose. He's got the fans behind him. He's got kind of a ceilinged gimmick.
Well, I always go back to his feud with Austin Aries, where you know he was doing his Fiesta thing until that segment where Austin Aries was dancing with him and then attacked him. And then the next promo he had afterwards, he showed some really good intensity and added some dimension to his character.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, well, here we go. This is an avenue by which they could keep him doing his Fiesta thing.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you know, when it comes down to it, he's intense. He's a fighter.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, this is an avenue they should pursue. After that feud, at times they've gone back to it, but not consistently.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's kind of gotten lost in the shuffle. Here's the problem. There are enough male wrestlers in NXT to warrant a mid-card belt. I don't think they're going to do that. But it is stacked. You've got Bobby Roode, Cassius Ohno, Hideo Itami, Roderick Strong, CN Almas. There's a lot going on there.
Drew McIntyre.
They are all ready for that title. Every single one of them. No Way Jose, you'd kind of put towards the bottom of that pack. But like you said, he's shown flashes of being able to do all sorts of things. He has got the best face in the WWE, I think, bar none. That face just says a million different things.
Yeah.
His hair is crazy. He could be a psycho guy, or he can be like Fiesta guy.
Yeah.
He can be any number of things. And I would love to see him get a push. Like, I would love to see No Way Jose versus Sanity. That'd be crazy.
I know, that'd be interesting. Well, we have actually seen that, because No Way Jose was teaming up with Ty Dillinger and Roderick Strong.
Yeah, but I mean, like, Sanity. In the hero's role.
You want No Way Jose versus Eric Young.
Yeah, or No Way Jose versus Damo. That'd be cool, too.
That'd be cool.
I'd love to see this. Probably not on the scale of likely to not likely. He's more likely to get... Here's the one thing that he has going for him, though. No Way Jose is totally ready for the main roster. He's one of those guys where if he gets called up, it's not going to be like, oh, well, that was too early. Because he knows exactly who he is.
Yes.
And every time he's on the mic, he is so assured of himself.
Yes.
He speaks with such confidence, and
his character work is ready for main right now.
It really is.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it totally is. I just think they might need a guy to eat losses to a heel, maybe. That's the deal with him. I don't know.
I don't know either. But, you know, give him another year in NXT.
Oh, man. I think he's going to get called up in the next round. Because what else are they going to do with him, really?
It really is. Either give him a serious push or call him up to main.
Yeah. Yeah.
And with the top of the card so stacked, odds are he's just going to get called up to main.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. But, no, I love No Way Jose.
Oh, yeah. He's great.
He's always going to fill that. He's always going to fill that one niche that people need. So I'd like to say that, it's my inclination to say that he's got a certain ceiling that precludes him from being a world champion. And I think that's true. But I think it's within reason he could challenge for the U.S. title or the IC title. Mm-hmm. Maybe down the line, you know.
Yeah, potentially.
If he gets, I mean, he's one of those guys who, if he gets the fans really behind him, if he gets one of those, like, chants that becomes viral, kind of like Ty.
Yeah.
Because Ty was, you could say Ty was carried to Maine by his 10 chant.
Oh, definitely.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, if he gets one of those going, then the sky's the limit.
Yeah.
Or at least the mid-title scene. Number eight.
Eight.
Fashion Police.
We're both huge fans of Tyler Breeze and Chet Cheddarfield.
The banker.
The banker, Mr. McElroy and Chet Cheddarfield.
Yeah.
And I really wish, I'm not saying they have Breezango come out as their Southpaw regional wrestling characters. I am.
That's what
I'm saying. Characters.
That's what they should do.
But for a very short moment, that series was the talk of the wrestling world,
mm-hmm.
and they should have really capitalized on it.
Oh, yeah.
I think they were on TV the next week briefly, and that was it.
Yeah.
But yeah, what if they'd come out as Chet Cheddarfield and the banker?
They showed
brought
up
out at, Sea Creature.
They showed up at Axis in those characters.
Yeah.
That was great. That was fantastic.
I mean, do a little crossover. Give them more TV time.
Yeah.
Have that be the springboard for a serious tag title push.
Both these guys are supremely talented.
Yes.
It is bizarre they've been relegated. Like, okay, I totally understand why the Vaudevillains were the Vaudevillains.
Yeah. But also, for when they got brought up to Maine, they booked them as legitimate contenders for the tag titles.
Yeah, I know.
They were in a good feud with the New Day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wait, who are you talking about? Breezango or Vaudevillains?
Vaudevillains.
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying
yeah.
They managed to do that with the Vaudevillains.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. Okay, yeah.
Why can't they do that with Breezango?
No, I know. I know. Like, we always go back to this. There was that rumor that they were going to be packaged more seriously.
Instead, they were the Fashion Police.
I get it, man.
Which is a funny gimmick. I enjoy it. But I think if anybody could have benefited most from capitalizing on the success of Southpaw,
mm-hmm.
it would be these two guys.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
Because they did great work, especially Chet Cheddarfield.
Yeah, Chet. He was great. Oh, man. So number seven.
Seven.
Noam Dar. I kind of was like running through because I wanted to get a 205 Live guy in here. And I was kind of running through the roster being like, well, who's ready to just move on? And like Jack Gallagher, maybe, although he's kind of a mumbler.
I had thought of Mustafa Ali.
Yeah, maybe. They're giving him some good wins, but I kind of like him getting into this thing with Drew Gulak. That's a solid feud right there.
Yeah, it is.
With something on the line that isn't a title. So I like that. Noam Dar is done with this Alicia Fox thing. He's done with his Rich Swann thing, evidently. I kind of feel like he can be sniffing at that world title or the cruiserweight title scene. Maybe.
He could
be in a if they give him more of a mean streak,
yeah.
Then I really want to see what he can do.
Say Austin Aries at some point finally gets the belt from Neville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Goes into a program with Noam Dar.
Neville maybe goes into a program with TJ Perkins, another like a face TJ Perkins.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I don't want TJ Perkins to be a face again.
I was waiting for you to say that.
I was speaking down the line. But it's always fun when a guy turns heel and he has like a mentor and then he turns to the mentor as a face. I'm okay with that. I might get on the side in that case.
Yeah. Well, maybe, you know, if TJ Perkins gets a good 6 months as heel, mean TJ.
Mean TJ.
And then gets, you know, starts to get over as mean TJ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as we say all the time, get over as a heel, massive face push.
There you go. Let's go back to Noam Dar.
Yes.
He is ready to do this. Like Austin Aries, probably going to be a face for a while because Neville is top heel. But I think Noam Dar is a different kind of heel. And like I said, if you just give him a mean streak, I think he can have a run with that cruiserweight title.
Yes.
I think that he's the guy with the most unique personality. He's like so firmly set in that personality, so well defined.
Yes.
That he can pull this off.
Yeah.
And I don't see, let's say Austin Aries wins the title, Neville's out of the title scene for whatever reason. They just want some fresh faces. What other heel would be better than Noam Dar to challenge him, do you think? Or can you think of anybody else who could challenge him?
No, I think Noam would be first in line.
I think they'd be first in line. I think they'd be good. And I'm okay with that. Noam Dar.
The only other name I can think of is Brian Kendrick, but he's been around the title picture so much, I'd like to see someone new.
Yeah.
But that's it.
Yeah, no, I agree. Noam Dar, that's your man. Number six.
Six.
Titus O'Neil.
Yes.
Well, till the day we die, we're gonna be cheering Titus O'Neil. We want him to do good things.
I'm still really surprised, fairly surprised, that at no point in the last 5 years, since we've really got back into watching wrestling, they haven't really given him a decent, even mid-card title push.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
He's got tons of charisma.
Yeah.
He's great on the mic. I enjoy watching him wrestle.
I guarantee you there is something.
Is he still being punished for the Vince thing?
I don't know about that. He might be on some sort of permanent like shit list unless he gets something out of the blue going for him. I just wonder if he's a good company guy that they need as like a utility player guy. They just put in two spots and that's where they see him. Like, you know, they always say like, this is a play. Everybody has their role. Some guys, it's not their role to get a belt to go to that level. I mean, there's so much talent in the company. I think the thing is this, dude, you and I are big Titus O'Neil fans. I'm not sure how many other people are big Titus O'Neil fans. Like, we see it.
Mm-hmm.
I can see if other people don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because you and I have kind of specific predilections.
Yeah.
And we think he's hilarious.
Yeah.
I could see how other people don't find him hilarious, though. Some guys just don't get over with people.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the thing. I don't know. I have no explanation for it. He won that. Didn't he win like a Dad of the Year award? Was that a WWE award?
I don't know, but it was a Dad of the Year award. Okay. Yeah.
He won some sort of Dad of the Year. Why wouldn't WWE want to like, you know, reward that with something?
I don't know.
Of some sort.
I don't know.
He's, he's on Main Event a lot, taking care of Curtis Axel.
Oh yeah.
Apparently. Cause we saw them in a dark match, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did that again. Like, they're doing that a lot.
That's the program, huh?
That's the program.
You sure it wasn't the same match we saw it taped and you saw it televised?
No. I read it on the latest Wrestling Observer.
Oh,
he was
okay.
Running down, like, some of the live shows or something like that. I don't know. Maybe it was the latest Raw. They did it again. I don't know.
The one thing working against Titus is his age. He's already 39.
Yeah.
So I don't know if the company wants to invest a significant push in a 39-year-old.
I know.
But then again, Shinsuke's 37. I understand Shinsuke is.
Oh, man. You can't bring him up as... You cannot... Come on.
But I'm sure there's other wrestlers... You know, other wrestlers have gotten pushes later in their career. DDP was probably 43 before he got the world title. So it's possible.
No, dude. Look, it's totally... And if this was WCW, I could see Titus O'Neil being like the United States champion or the TV champion by now. But this is WWE. You can't bring up Shinsuke Nakamura. That was good, though. I like that. You're a funny guy sometimes. You're a funny guy. You said Shinsuke 37. Like one of the biggest names in all of Japan. I see your point. I see your point. I'm not
clear. That age isn't always a factor. That was my point.
Absolutely correct. I mean, Kevin Owens is 34, but, you know, he's been around for a long time, too. Titus O'Neil is good. Get Titus into a feud with Shinsuke.
They're on different shows now, though.
Titus is above brand.
He is. He is Titus brand.
Number five. Andrade Cien Almas.
What are they doing with this guy?
Tranquilo, Marcin, tranquilo.
First of all, they brought him in as a face. Bad move.
Terrible move.
He was like renowned around the world as one of the best heels in pro wrestling.
Rudos.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they bring him in as a face.
Yeah.
And they pretty quickly realize, okay, that was a bad idea. Turn him heel. And then he's like jobbing out to people. This guy should be...
He beat Danny Burch this week.
I know. At worst, he should be the second heel on NXT, second top heel.
Who's top heel? Bobby Roode.
Bobby Roode is
second heel. I think it's Cien Almas, isn't
it? No, I think it's Eric Young.
Oh, it's Sanity. They're
Sanity
good.
Or Ooh, Authors of Pain.
They're good, though. Oh, well, yeah, they're tag team.
I know, but I mean...
Sanity's good, though, man.
I know, but Almas is really good, too.
Yeah, I kind of like Almas better than Eric
I know, me
Young.
Too. With the limited things we've seen from him...
Yeah.
I love heel Almas.
Talk about his latest gimmick.
I don't like it.
He's
a party guy now.
So, you said this on the NXT thing. Where did you get that from?
From NXT this week.
Did they say that on commentary?
Yes.
While he was
walking out to the ring, I think it was Tom Phillips said, "Oh, Percy, you have information about Almas."
What Percy he was doing. Just make this up on the spot?
No, because he had his story all worked out. You hear information about what Almas did after TakeOver when he lost to Tommy End. And Percy said, "Yeah, one of my friends is a manager at some club downtown and said that he was at the club till 3:45 in the morning." So that's apparently one of Almas's thing. That, along with the Heavy Machinery iPhone video, where he was getting ready to go to the club at like quarter after one in the afternoon.
That's right. They did say that. That's right.
So his new thing, I guess, is party guy.
He's party guy. And he shows
like
up
it.
Hungover.
I don't like it.
Oh, I kind of like that, man. Tranquilo.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't like it.
I love him, though. I think he's fantastic, great. Though. He's fantastic.
If they book him right, sky's the limit.
Yeah, I know.
He's good in the ring. Dude, he works stiff.
I love Almas, man. Man, I forgot about that, the Danny Burch match. He had that chop. I swear. And he delivers his chops in the weirdest way. They're like...
They're overhand chops.
They're overhand, but they're not like back here. They're like from here, and they're sonic booms.
I know. The one this week was loud. It wasn't anywhere near as loud as one the four-way match.
Oh, no, I know.
That but was that's literally a like a firecracker
that's
going
That's
a
once-in-a-lifetime thing, dude.
I really feel like Almas is one of those wrestlers that we've only really seen about 20% of what he can do.
Oh, I know.
All around.
It's exciting, though. He's going to be around for a while. He's not going anywhere.
So. I hope
he
so.
He seems to be having a good time.
Yeah.
And he's ready for prime time.
Oh, yeah.
That dude is ready for prime time.
I know.
Time.
And I don't want them bringing him up until he kind of reaches his potential in NXT first. Because then it could be a situation where they just bring him up and it's like, okay, he's a heel. We'll put him in the mid-card now, see what happens. They don't do anything with him.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Yeah, but the thing is, he's too strong of a personality to get lost. Now, he could get... I'll put it this way. He might not be contending for titles, but you're always going to be entertained by watching him.
I know, but I feel like there's so much more to him than just being entertaining, you know?
Yeah, I know. Probably right about
like
that.
Like, he can be a really amazing
Let
heel.
Me ask you this. Who do you think is going to take that title off of Bobby Roode?
Drew.
You think it's Drew?
I think it's going to be Drew McIntyre. Okay.
When?
This fall.
Okay.
Survivor Series. Maybe Rumble.
Okay, let's say it's Survivor Series. Because I think you're probably right about that. I think they might. Yeah, probably. You don't think they're going to expedite that at all? Drew's going to be around for a little while, I think, NXT. Who do you think is going to be first in line? I mean, I know it's booking a way out. You don't think CN? They'd like think
they
of
had,
CN?
They had CN messing with Drew in the gym.
Oh, God. He's gonna job to Drew like next week, isn't he?
Yep.
Oh, man. They got to call up CN.
But he'll just do the same thing on Maine. That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, I know, but then you're on Maine. And what have we said? There's a dearth of heels on Maine.
I know.
Yeah, man.
I don't know.
Top heel CN Almas. That's what he should be.
Yeah, really.
Isn't that weird that there's like more room for CN Almas on Maine than there is in NXT?
But there's not really, you know, apart
a lot of
from,
heels either.
No, no, there's Bobby, there's Eric Young, and then him.
There's too many guys, not enough belts.
I know.
Number four.
Four.
Rusev. Machka. Machka Putria.
Sorry, I jumped the gun there.
You know, they're going to split him and Lana up.
I heard.
Yeah, she's going to do a dancing gimmick.
I saw.
Apparently, it's not all that great either. Corey Meltzer is like, reports of her doing that shit at NXT house shows. And it's just not, it needs polish.
The dancing or her wrestling? Or everything?
I think the gimmick.
Okay.
I think he's mentioned
because I
the
think
gimmick.
She's, you know, she's a trained dancer.
Well, I can see that in the little video vignettes.
Yeah.
How that apparently it's not translating as well as Brizango or Fandango.
Well,
did.
Not that necessarily translated well either. Exactly. At least Lana is a trained dancer.
Yeah. It's so stupid. Anyways, Rusev is still great. He's amazing.
Absolutely
I kinda,
fantastic.
There's a part of me wants to watch Total Divas. Because there's that, you saw a little clip of him in like the pool and he's got like a little Speedo on mm-hmm. and Renee, what's her name? Renee Young.
Mm-hmm.
She says, get your b-hole out of there. She says, butthole. Anyways, Rusev, when he comes back, this is one of the good things, like Rusev before injury, kind of getting lost in the shuffle.
On Raw, very
there's
much.
There's no kind of
yeah.
there. He was getting lost in the
very
shuffle.
Very much getting lost in the shuffle
but
on Raw.
Okay, here's the thing. Going back to the Andrade Cien Almas thing. Rusev, lost in the shuffle. Rusev, still entertaining whenever we
oh,
see
him. Oh, yeah.
Andrade Cien Almas, even if he gets lost in a shuffle, he's always going to be, I think, they're always going to be able to plug him in to a higher profile thing because he's got that personality. It's not like a guy who has no personality and he's just going
to
get lost
I
in a
would
shuffle.
Like to hope so, but given even the limited mic time he's had at NXT, I don't necessarily see that growing significantly larger when he gets called up to Maine.
Put him in a heel tag team.
Let him start the WWE version of Los Ingobernables.
Oh, my God. That'd be great.
Just have him do that.
Yeah, that'd be good. Are they allowed to use the term Los? No, they can't do that.
I wouldn't think so, but then if you listen to his theme song, they say La Sombra in there. And Tranquilo.
Tranquilo! What's another Spanish term for Los Ingobernables? Because that means... The
ungovernables.
The unruly. Yeah, I don't know. Anyways,
I don't know.
Getting back to Rusev.
Yes.
I think the injury might do him good.
Well, that
It's one of those things.
Some time away, and then the move to SmackDown, yeah.
Yeah, being away, coming back to SmackDown, they can make a big deal out of it.
Yeah, say he comes back, lead up for SummerSlam.
I think this dude is probably primed for a push when he gets back.
I hope so.
You know, like we said, there's a dearth of heels. He doesn't need to be contending for the world title like Baron Corbin, but hey, for the U.S. title, get Rusev in there.
Well, he's already won the U.S. title twice. Time for him to move on to much larger prizes.
I'm trying to be realistic.
I'm not saying this has to happen tomorrow. I'm saying within the next year, maybe a year and a half.
Really?
I think it's entirely possible.
It all depends on, well, over the next year, depends on the next draft. Draft always messes things up. Although, I said Baron Corbin would be screwed over by another draft.
Well, it wasn't really a draft.
No, this was the draft. This is the same thing. They're not going to do another one of these for another year.
Well, I read somewhere that, A, Vince doesn't like the term draft. He banned the term draft for a superstar shakeup, and also the plan is to do two of these a year.
Really? That's terrible.
I think following Mania and one of the other major pay-per-views.
That's awful. Well, it'll have to be Survivor Series.
I would think so.
That's terrible. That's a god-awful idea. Who told you that? Sportskeeda?
Internet.
That's a terrible idea. It's akin to a draft. Because they're not going to do one of these in July.
No, you wouldn't think so.
No.
But maybe in November. On a smaller scale.
Rusev.
Maybe have three or four people switch shows.
Rusev.
Yeah.
I want to see him do good things,
man. I do too. I want to see him contend for the world title. That's what I want to see because he's talented enough. He had two great runs as U.S. champion.
Yeah.
Have him move on to the next level.
Yeah, but my concern is he's like Titus, but like everybody likes him. He's a guy, good company guy. You can slot him in a lot of different spots. I don't know if he's ever going to get that one big push. I hope he does.
I think he will.
You think he will?
I think he will.
Eventually at some point?
Yeah.
All right. I think
he will. He deserves it.
I think so, man. I think they're probably going to pay attention to what he does on Total Divas.
If he's wildly entertaining on Total Divas.
I know. They have to.
I know. If he gets himself over on Total Divas, then yeah, they have to.
The thing that I like most about Rusev is that he really comes off as a guy who just doesn't give a shit, but in that good way.
Yeah.
Like, hey, this is me. I'm going to do my thing. And I'm going to clown around and have fun with it.
Yes.
And he again, he's one of those guys that makes the most of his opportunities.
Yes.
This is the guy. Remember, he was stuck in the United Nations?
League of Nations.
League of Nations.
He was the only one that stood out.
I know.
Sheamus of world champion.
Taking advantage of every opportunity.
Hold on. Dolph Ziggler.
The only guy who came out of that feud unscathed.
Yep.
Was Rusev. And he was a face. They were trying to make the others look like faces, but he was the face. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
Number three.
Three.
Luke Harper.
We got a glimpse.
Dude Harper.
No, we got a glimpse of what a main event push for Luke would look like leading up to and following the Royal Rumble.
Yes.
And the crowd was behind him.
Yes.
Totally.
Yeah.
His match against AJ to determine the number one contender after Randy kind of gave up his number one contendership.
Mm-hmm.
The crowd was into it. The crowd seemed not quite 50-50 split.
Yeah.
But it was pretty close.
Yeah.
In terms of who they were rooting for, AJ or Luke Harper.
They're marking out for Luke
Harper. He's in great shape. He's good in the ring. He's really good in the ring. He's good on the mic. He has it all.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they decided to have AJ go over in that match rather than Luke, it seems like everything after that, they had no plans for him.
Yeah.
He should have been in the title
triple
match.
Triple threat as a triple threat.
At WrestleMania.
Yeah,
it should have been Randy. It should have been Bray. It should have been Luke Harper.
Yeah.
Even, you know, we all would have known Luke Harper had no chance of winning.
Mm-hmm.
Having him in that match would establish him as a main event player and also would have added so much more interest in that story.
Yeah.
Because by the time they got to that match at Mania, the story wasn't really interesting anymore.
Yeah.
And then definitely after that match at Mania, I don't think anybody was interested in that story.
Yeah, he's a guy that I'm legitimately scared about losing in the fray.
Yes.
Because he hasn't shown his force of personality yet. He's not necessarily a guy you can insert anywhere because we really don't know that much about Luke Harper. He's been an army guy for Bray Wyatt all this time. So that's kind of a concern for me. I'm telling you, man, I think a wholesale gimmick change is needed for him.
Well, I mean, he certainly can't come out in Dean Ambrose's ring gear.
I'm telling you, man, Dude Harper.
No, that's not a good idea.
What is wrong with Dude Harper? People would love that so much.
A small fraction of the audience would appreciate it.
I would. Are you talking about me?
Yeah.
You're calling me a small fraction of the audience.
Well, you're not the entire WWE universe.
Technically,
you're a fraction
correct.
Of it. So,
telling you, listen, weed is legal now.
in some states.
So you can, Jeff Sessions wants it not to be.
I know.
So you can do this now and get away with it.
For the time being.
He's just like, who did I say? Oney Lorcan is Steve Buscemi
and then
Damo is
John Goodman. I think you're out of your element, Steve.
You're probably right.
I think you're really out of your
Harper
element.
Would be great.
No, it wouldn't.
Number two. Cesaro. Really? Split him up from the tag team?
At a certain point, yeah.
Yeah?
I mean, everybody in the internet wrestling community loves Cesaro.
People love Cesaro,
He's
man.
Great in the ring.
Oh, he's fantastic. Every match that he's in is a dream match.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, and week by week, he's showing more personality, mm-hmm. getting more over with the fans based on his personality, not just his in-ring work.
Mm-hmm. If they broke him and Sheamus up, moved him to SmackDown, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Another main event player.
He'd have been that in the main event United States title scene.
I know, because they're pushing that right now as a top belt.
They really are. Yeah.
No, I mean, it seems like it's been
it's kind of obvious.
Ever since Cesaro won the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal 3 years ago,
mm-hmm.
you know, internet wrestling fans have been clamoring for a main event push for Cesaro.
I mean, he got to the main event in his division.
Yeah.
The tag division.
Yeah.
You know that's not good enough?
I'm talking about a singles push.
Singles push.
He's been a United States champion.
True.
I'm sure he's had matches for other belts. He was answered John Cena's open challenge for
has
the US
title. Has he not
title.
Been IC champion?
I don't believe so.
I always get confused. That belt's lineage is all over the map.
It is. And he's never been in a sustained world title program with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And after his current team with Sheamus comes to an end, after that story concludes, I would be really surprised if they didn't, especially if he's on SmackDown somehow, put him into a title program.
Yeah, I could see that.
Because he's over. He's super over.
No, I could totally see that. He seems to be like the missing piece of SmackDown. Like, because SmackDown is totally the wrestler show
at this point.
I don't care. It's totally the wrestler show. So Cesaro should be on SmackDown. There is like a storyline/not storyline where he was sort of shooting where he was saying, I wanted to be on SmackDown.
His complaints were twofold. He was upset about being drafted so low and then not being drafted to SmackDown. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
He was drafted in like the 20s or 30s or something like that.
Yeah, it was stupid. He should be a top star.
Yeah, he should
be. But here's the thing, though. I think that his time with Sheamus is really allowing...
Oh, it served him well. Yeah.
It's serving him well, and it's allowing people to connect with him more, better.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I don't... Like, there's a part of me that wants to make a comparison between him and Dolph Ziggler, but I think Dolph's, like, ceiling for that, like, his window of opportunity has, like, closed a while ago.
Oh, yeah.
And so, but I think Cesaro, people are always going to wonder, Cesaro?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what about Cesaro?
Yeah.
And I think he's also one of those guys who he can be inserted in any situation and thrive.
Mm-hmm.
I really
and
do.
And take the most of the, and make the most of an opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Definitely.
Number one.
One.
Oh,
let's go.
Sami Zayn. Yeah, Sami Zayn. I mean, this is kind of obvious.
Yeah.
Sami Zayn's like a number one of pretty much every list we do.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
But I will say his first 2 weeks on SmackDown, he's eating the pin. He ate the pin in the U.S. title number 10 match. He ate the
pin. Continuing his gimmick of bad wrestler.
No, losing wrestler.
Loser.
Losing wrestler. But this past week following SmackDown, they had an interview with him, I believe, on WWE.com or their YouTube channel,
mm-hmm.
where they talked to him about kind of always finishing in second place.
Mm-hmm.
So they're, even in defeat, they're laying the groundwork for a story moving forward.
Yes.
You know, they're obviously following, you know, kind of the template laid out by his NXT run, where, you know, he'd reach a certain point and always came up a little bit short until he finally beat Neville and won the NXT title.
Let me ask you this. Speculate on the production structure at the WWE, post-match, some of the guys from Digital come over. Hey, Sammy, we're supposed to do like a little thing with you. What do you want to do? I would think.
Do you think it's that open-ended? Or you
I kind of do.
I don't know.
I kind of think that things like that end up on their YouTube page or on their WWE.com, like I wouldn't necessarily call it planting the seeds. I would say it's, well, I guess you can consider it planting the seeds. I don't know necessarily that it would be, hey, we're going to do this with Sammy. Let's start that here on YouTube.
Well, I don't think it's them starting it. I think it's something a thread they've had with him for a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, they've always portrayed him as an underdog.
Yeah, I know. But this is just more of the same kind of.
Yeah.
So I don't necessarily, I wouldn't put too much stock into like, watching that and being like, oh, they're going to go somewhere with this.
Well, I'm not necessarily saying that's the key to his eventual push.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's all laying the groundwork for his story.
It's been a lot of groundwork laid down. They just need to go with it, man. Get on it.
They're waiting for an opportune
That's
time.
The point of this list.
They're waiting.
Get on it.
They're waiting for Kevin Owens to have the world title, and then Sami Zayn will win it.
You think so?
Sure.
Could be.
Yep.
Within 12 months, Sami Zayn, world title holder, yes or no?
Definitely U.S. champion.
Yeah, I'd say definitely U.S. champion.
Within the next 2 years, definitely. I'll say definitely world title.
How old is Sami? Like 39?
He's roughly the same age as Kevin Owens.
As us?
No, he's younger than us.
38?
He's younger than
42.
Us. 42. I think he's probably 33.
43.
33, yeah. I'd say.
33? You want to say 33?
So, I mean, as long as Sami, especially on SmackDown, will keep getting opportunities to be... He's 32 years old.
Sometimes I really wonder if... I think when Sami Zayn catches fire, it's going to be unbelievable.
Oh,
I've
yeah.
said this for, like, ever since he's come around.
He's the new Daniel Bryan, or has a potential to be.
I don't know if they realize just how big... I hate saying I don't know if they're going to realize, but I really don't think they realize how big he can be.
He just needs one really good feud.
He is so
That's
good
all in it's gonna
every
take.
Aspect of professional wrestling.
Yep.
And I say that straight-faced. I make a joke about him having gimmick of loser or, you know...
Losing wrestler.
Bad wrestler.
Losing wrestler.
Because it makes me laugh. Because if you think about like his win-loss record on...
It's not very good.
It's not very good, so it makes me laugh. But he is the best in every aspect of the game. He really is. So, yeah, Sami Zayn, number one.
Number one. It'll happen.
In our hearts and in our minds.
Yes.
Anyways, let us know what mid-carders you think deserve a push. And until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.